All right, everyone, welcome in to Morning Invest on this Thursday, March 4th. Stop me if you've heard this before, but we are the only morning news show that's not run by corporate billionaires. If you would like to support independent journalism and support our show, you can do so for free by subscribing to our free daily newsletter. Simply go to morninginvest.com, put in your email address, you'll be added to our list. It supports our show, it supports independent journalism, plus you'll be getting an awesome newsletter first thing in the morning. Yeah. First thing in the morning, just like Anthony, by the way, who sent me this photo this morning. He said, I got my first newsletter today, enjoying it with my big gulp, just like you said. So you can enjoy your morning newsletter with a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of tea, or a big gulp like Anthony. So thank you, Anthony, for that. Again, morninginvest.com is how you can support the show. Okay, on today's show, we've got a big stimulus update for you. The Senate is ready to vote on this $1.9 trillion stimulus package. It could happen as early as this weekend. It happened today, but it really comes down to Mitch McConnell. It comes down to Turtle Boy Mitch McConnell, because he's got a bunch of different amendments that he'd like to throw into the floor. He'd like to throw a wrench into the monkey, a monkey into the wrench, and he'd like to stop the floor debate. He really does not want this at all. He does not want you to get $1,400 stimulus checks. Not one Republican is supporting this thing. So it really depends on how many amendments he throws into this process and whether or not we can actually get a vote on it today or push to the weekend. But time is of the essence, folks. I mean, we're up against this March 14th deadline, so we will get to your stimulus update in a moment. Plus, keeping them honest this morning, Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, misused her office while she was head of the Department of Transportation under the Trump administration, including using taxpayer money to enrich her family. Yeah, her dad. Yeah, that's right. And other members of her family. We'll tell you about that and more. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at Webull. Get two free stocks right now just for opening a Webull account. Plus, you can now trade crypto. So I've been buying a bunch of Bitcoin through Webull. They're adding additional crypto coins that you can buy through their platform. But the best part is you're going to get two premium stocks just for opening an account. Now, how you do that, deposit $100 in the account. You're not spending $100, you're just depositing it into the account, which triggers that free giveaway. Now, if you don't ever use it, you can close the account. You get your $100 back. It's just sitting there. Plus, you get two free stocks, and they're giving away Starbucks stock, Google stock, Facebook, Apple. So you have a chance to win up to $1,800 in stock for free. And if you want to start buying some crypto, that's what I've been doing using Webull. So our thanks to Webull for supporting our show. They were our first sponsor of our show and our longest sponsor. So thanks to them for supporting the show. When, you know, they support us, they're supporting independent journalism, and I really appreciate all of their support. So good to see everyone here. We will get to your super chats in just a few minutes, so fire them up and get them in. We will answer all of your questions a little bit later in the show. All right, let's talk about Turtle Boy, Mitch McConnell. He's ready to do whatever he can to stop you from getting your $1,400 stimulus checks. We'll get into his roadblock methods in just a second, but first, today is the day. We could actually see a vote this afternoon. They're going to start the floor debate this morning. We could see a vote as early as 2 p.m. this afternoon, according to Senator John Cornyn. However, depending on how many amendments actually make it in the mix, it could be pushed to the weekend. And then if there's violence at the Capitol, God knows, House of Representatives is shut down today over fears of riots. That could happen. Because some people out there believe that today is actually inauguration day for that guy with the orange hair. You know, the guy that lost the election. Yeah, conspiracy theorists. So the House of Representatives is closed today. We'll see if that trickles over into the Senate, but so far it's not. They have a lot of work to do. Meanwhile, the Senate Democrats will try once again today to begin debate on this $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, but they promise it could be a long couple of days. It's going to be an exhausting couple of days for Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And frankly, the White House. Because they're trying to push a bill through a 50-50 Senate with just Democratic votes. Like, everyone is like on tinderhooks right now. Is it tinderhooks or tenderhooks? Does anyone know? Anyone in the chat know what that saying is?
I mean,
tinderhooks?
Yeah, I don't know. Tinder would mean like fire, right? Or like, I don't know.
Yeah. Does anyone know?
Like, maybe, is that the tender meat?
Let me
when they
know.
Hook it like that?
Maybe. Cindy in our chat says, I opened my Webull account and received my two free stocks. That's awesome. But yeah, let me know in the chat. I'm keeping my eye on it there. Neanderthal eggshells. So it's like egg. Oh yeah, or they're like walking on eggshells. That's a good. Someone says that. Art Sullivan says eggshells. I don't know. People in the chat are like, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know that saying. They're like, no, you're calling on me. Like you in the back. Oh, I didn't raise my hand. I'm sorry. Just want to make sure you're paying attention in the chat room there. Walking on eggshells. Thank you, Art. Tinder hooks. Sandra says it's Tinder hooks. Okay. Tinder hooks. I'll look it up later. I have no idea what the heck it means. I just. Anyway.
I guess maybe that's where Tinder got their name.
Tenter hooks.
Oh,
okay. Tenter. That's what Robin says. It's tenter hooks. T-E-N-T-R-E-T-E-R hooks. The hooks that go in one end of the selvages of newly woven cloth. Okay. Now you're getting crazy here. Tenter hooks. All right. Well, anyway, final passage of this bill may not even come until this weekend. Senate aides say. Senator Schumer says they are on track, though, to pass this thing and that help is on the way. Here's Senator Schumer at his press conference yesterday, and he seemed like jovial. He seemed elated, like excited that he just got off a conference caucus phone call. He's like, I am excited.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So we just finished, our caucus just finished a really fine virtual discussion with President Biden, and Senate Democrats are committed to passing the American Rescue Plan, to crush the virus, recover our economy, and deliver help to Americans who need it the most. President Biden made his pitch today to our entire caucus, and he said we need to pass this bill and pass it soon. That's what the American people sent us here to do, and we have to get America the help it needs. We've had the worst healthcare crisis in a century, the worst economic crisis in 75 years, and we need to deliver. We're on track to send the American Rescue Plan to the president's desk before the expiration of the enhanced unemployment benefit, which occurs on March 14th. We could take it up as soon as tomorrow. I expect a hearty debate. I expect some late nights on the floor, but American people are overwhelmingly in support of this legislation. A majority of Democrats, independents, and in many polls, Republicans support this bill. It seems the only group that doesn't support this bill are Senate Republicans and House Republicans. But the American people, including Republicans, show very strong support for this bill. And they know, and the reason is simple. We have to crush the virus. We have to get our economy back on track. We have to get Americans back to work. And we all know how the bill delivers.
So he goes in to explain the $1,400 stimulus checks plus $400 in unemployment benefits through the end of August. So it's interesting though that he brings up Republicans in this. You know, the Republican side. He says, you know, like the only people against this are Senate and House Republicans. You have an overwhelming number of Republicans across the United States support this. Yeah. So it's like they're like Congress is totally out of whack with the Republicans who actually vote and who, you know, Republican constituents across the country, people who are registered Republican who've given their name in polls. They support this. Democrats were still waiting on scores Wednesday, though, from the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation. They need to verify that this legislation is compliant with budget reconciliation rules. So they're still waiting on these rules. Hopefully they'll have it this morning. Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and moderate Senate Democrats, though, negotiated some changes to the bill. And this is what, you know, I covered last night, and not happy about these changes. If you missed this part of the show yesterday, we had our live last night, our premiere last night. Hopefully you caught it. But President Biden has now set the eligibility limit for stimulus payments lower under pressure from Joe Manchin and Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire. That's right. Unfortunately, he's buckled. He's buckled the moderate Democrats. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? Now here's the difference. Here's how it would phase in. So the House had it at $100,000 for individuals. They've dropped it down to $80,000 now. Head of households under the House bill was $150. It's dropped down to $120. $200,000 for joint filers. It's down to $160,000. So moderate Democrats are driving this debate right now.
Question.
And it would include phasing out the level for stimulus checks. Yes. Question in the back from David.
Yes. Question in the back. So does that mean, are they going off of 2020 tax filings, you know, based on pre-pandemic when a lot of people were making money and now they're not? Or is it going based on this year's taxes?
Well, under the House bill, it would be whatever is the most recent tax filing on file. So this is why I was sort of warning you before that if you made more money in 2020 than you did in 2019, and whatever, my point was, whatever was the last tax filing on file, would you qualify under that? If you would, then you might want to hold off on filing your taxes until they've extended the deadline on filing taxes this year. So if you made more money during the pandemic, which would mean you wouldn't qualify for the stimulus check, then you might want to hold off on filing your taxes because the IRS is going to use whatever is the most current in the system. And if the most current version of your tax filing shows that you don't qualify, maybe you want to wait. Maybe you want to wait to send in that tax bill or your tax refund, your tax filing until, you know, after or whenever you can. Whatever the deadline is. I don't know if, I think they did extend it beyond April 15th this year. I think it's pushed, if I'm not mistaken, it's pushed until May, if I'm not mistaken. But that date was kind of fluid before. So, yes, it's whatever is the most recent tax filing. Now, if you made less, then go ahead and get it in as soon as you can. You know, if you wouldn't have qualified before, but if you will now, then hurry up and get it into the IRS because it'll be based on that. Does that clear it up? I hope it does. But again, this was the House version of the bill. So we need a final version of the bill before I can give you a complete answer. I don't imagine, though, the Senate is going to change that piece of it. So right now, based on the House version of the bill, yes, it's based on your most recent tax filing that the IRS has in their computer system. Hope that makes sense. All right. The concession on that, on this piece right here, this whole concession right now that Biden did last night basically helped Schumer's hand in this whole thing. So because they conceded on this, now Schumer has a much easier time getting this thing pushed through the Senate. However, it's not going to be a cakewalk because Schumer and other party leaders are still tweaking the package right now. Have you ever tweaked a package?
Once.
They spent all night tweaking a package last night. There were discussions over language restricting stimulus checks for undocumented immigrants. That's something they're still tweaking. It's still an issue in the House, by the way, this this illegal immigrants, this or this undocumented immigrants clause. There's also the possible changes to the state and local aid provisions. According to Senate sources, you know, how much state and local money will be available? We know that states are bleeding, hemorrhaging. Some states are. Some states are actually doing okay. Several Democratic senators pushed their own favorite issues in this whole thing, such as expanding broadband funding, which I'm a big supporter of. The fact that we still have 12 million American kids that don't have access to the internet for virtual schooling and they're being asked to stay home. I mean, you know the horror. You do know these horror stories. How many of you have been watching my show for like a year? Put up your hand or just smash that like button. Let me know. If you do, I've covered this story a couple of times, but it's worth repeating. That in situations where families do not have internet access, the schools have set up buses in the parking lot of the school with a Wi-Fi hotspot. Mom and dad get the kid in the car, they drive to the parking lot of the school, and they park next to the Wi-Fi hotspot bus. They open up their laptop so that they can get internet so that they can do virtual schooling. Imagine having to sit there for 6 hours, okay? So mom and dad is sitting in the car, frigid temperatures also, while the kid is in the back seat on a computer using a Wi-Fi hotspot from a bus. America. Another issue would be walling off some federal aid for cities and small localities to make sure that governors can't grab some of that money, because that's what's happened in some states where governors have got their greedy little paws on some of this money. So that could be included in this. They have no margin for error, folks, right now. Democrats have enormous leverage, but they do not have I mean, they don't have any room to make a mistake here. And I don't understand why they don't feel the need to use this leverage that they have. They just won a massive election, okay? They have the power, and yet they're like dancing around on tinder hooks, walking on eggshells, whatever idiom you want to use here. It's like, you know, you start a new job and you're like, I just got this job because I deserve it. And you're like walking through the halls and you're like, you're kind of nervous. You're like, I don't know if I really belong here. Like, I remember when I got my first job in television, I was kind of like, they hired me because I'm good at what I do, but I don't know if I really deserve to be here. And that's kind of how like Democrats are acting. You have this power. They gave you an election. You won the White House. You won the Senate. Use it. Instead, they're kowtowing to people like Mitch McConnell and people like moderates like Joe Manchin. Democrats, though, are also prepping at this hour for whatever political amendments Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is planning to shove into this thing on the floor. So this is a procedural thing. Schumer, you think, okay, could pass this very quickly. That's not the case. Mitch McConnell is going to cram in a whole bunch of amendments in this thing. They held a meeting last night to figure out, they kind of gamed it out last night on the phone. They're trying to figure out, like, it's like strategy. Like, what is McConnell going to shove into this thing? What is Turtle Boy Mitch McConnell going to shove into this thing? And there's a big concern because Mitch McConnell could do some stuff that could sideline this package. But what I don't get is, number one, we get Mitch McConnell. He doesn't support this. But in the end, he's actually screwing you. He's screwing the people of Kentucky. He's screwing the American people. Because if he delays this thing for his own political gains, the American people are going to suffer. They're not going to get stimulus checks, and their unemployment insurance benefits are going to run out. And we're going to hit that deadline. And I think he loves that idea. I think he loves the idea of him being the guy that's going to sit back, fold his arms, and be like, oh, it's your mess, Joe. Here's what he said on Martha's show last night.
Thank you very much. Hi there. In terms of this bill, you said the other day that you would want to sort of fight this in every way possible. 50-50 split, some concessions just made on some of the thresholds. Do you think you're going to be able to peel off any Democrat senators in this bill?
Well, we don't know yet, but it's wildly out of proportion, as your introduction pointed out, wildly out of proportion to where the country stands today. This $1.9 trillion bill is the same size as the bill we passed last April, right in the middle of the pandemic. This is not the same country we had a year ago.
The middle?
Oh, yeah. What kind of country are we in now? In the middle of the pandemic? April is the middle of the pandemic? Did you go to elementary school where you learned about the beginning, middle, and end? Didn't we like shut down at the end of March? We passed a bill in April. That's the middle of the pandemic? I don't know if you just saw what we went through in December and January, which was literally the worst of the pandemic.
You know,
what numbers are you smoking?
You know what I feel like? I feel like they all, like all the senators and everything, they go to this big long table, this room, and they have drinks and everything. And they're like, okay, we don't want the stimulus to pass. Who wants to be the bad guy this week? Mitch, come on now. You have been out of the limelight for a little bit. Why don't you go out and be the bad guy now? I'm tired of getting up. Manchin, you did it last week. Like, who's next?
They get to play the good cop, bad cop. Well, yeah, usually it's the person, though, reserved that's in the Senate, at least, who is not running for re-election, you know?
Right.
Like, it's like, hey, I'm not running like the Pat Toomeys of the world. Like, I get to be the guy that votes to impeach Trump because, look, I'm not running again. They get to play the good cop, bad cop. Oh, some Republican senators voted to impeach Trump. But he's, you know, he just won a re-election. He's trying to rebuild the Republican Party. Like, and Trump's out there talking about $2,000 stimulus checks. So if you just want to remove Democrats from this argument for a second, Trump was calling for $2,000 stimulus checks. And Republicans didn't want to pass that. Trump bashed him. So if he's trying to like forget, during this interview, by the way, with Martha, he was asked about Trump and he was like, I don't want to look to the past. Martha, I don't want to look to the past anymore. So clearly he's like, wants to turn the page. He does not want to talk about Trump. This is the future of the Republican Party. We're going to continue to screw over the American people.
Only 9% of this $1.9 trillion is related to health care, and less than 1% of this $1.9 trillion bill is related to vaccines. It is a wildly out of proportion response to where the country is at the moment. The vaccines are going out, the economies are opening up. As you just pointed out, a lot of money that was sitting on the sidelines for obvious reasons over the last year is about to be, to begin to be spent. We think having a debt the size of our economy for the first time since World War II already doesn't argue for adding $2 trillion more when the country is clearly on the way back.
I mean, it's a great point. I heard Jim Baker talking about it the other night. He spoke with Brett and said, and exactly what you just said, having a debt that is the size of the economy, think about that, everybody at home, is a pretty tremendous burden to bear. That being said, just the pure vote politics of this, do you believe right now, as you speak today, that there's any chance that perhaps Joe Manchin or perhaps Kristen Sinema, senators from West Virginia and Arizona, might vote no on this bill?
Well, I doubt it in the end. There is a chance, however, that they may join us in slimming it down some, probably nowhere near as much of a slim down as the situation argues for, but any amount we can reduce the size of this is a good thing for the country, and I think there's at least a chance that one or two Democrats could join all of us and spend a little bit less.
Have you spoken with either of them?
It's still going to be wildly out of proportion to what the country needs right now.
Yeah, because we're just doing great. I just saw a super chat from somebody in our chat right now that just says, in Texas, I think Cindy, was it Cindy? Or Teresa, sorry, it went by real quick, said, I just got evicted. I'm here in Texas, and I'm getting evicted. Oh, Tanya Miller says, just got evicted here in Texas. I'm a disabled family. Awful. Awful. Mitch, can you hear that? Can you hear what Tanya's saying? So you think that this is wildly out of whack with where the country needs to be right now? I'm hoping that some of these senators will join on and slim down the amount of money that we'll spend on the American people to help them get back to work, to help them stay in their homes, to pay their medical bills. United States, you are an embarrassment, led by a guy like this. You are an embarrassment.
Yet
meanwhile,
get,
what
not,
numbers is he talking about?
Over and over and over.
Yeah, because it's not real people voting. It's, you know, chambers of commerce from big money donors that encourage their people on their mailing list to go out and vote for the guy. And when you're up against millions of dollars, like, you know, Amy McGrath was down there when she ran against him, she didn't stand a chance. So here are the real numbers, though. These are numbers this morning. Jobless claims preview. We're expecting tomorrow. We're expecting these, you know, the Friday jobs numbers. The weekly unemployment claims likely ticked up last week. The Department of Labor is set to release their numbers. And we are expected to see bad unemployment numbers again. More people out of work. I mean, just think about the numbers that that the Bureau of Labor Statistics is continuing to push out there. And, you know, economists right now are saying, look, these numbers that we're seeing are fake. We've lost our willingness to believe these numbers. I'm sick of believing these numbers anymore because they keep getting revised up. Oh, and we just got the numbers in. Moments ago, they're actually higher. Yeah, right. 740,000, 745,000 as layoffs remain high. So these numbers just came in from the Bureau of Labor Statistics a few minutes ago. So Mitch McConnell, these are February's numbers, by the way. Mitch McConnell thinks that it's wildly out of whack with the way that things are in the country right now. How do you come down on that? Do you think Mitch McConnell's right? Do you think Turtle Boy is correct? So these unemployment numbers are a huge sticking point. And a huge reason why people need to get assistance when their hours have been cut and so many people are not reflected in these jobs numbers because they've left the labor force altogether. They're not in these numbers. Their jobs have been totally eliminated. Also not in these numbers are hours reduced. You know, how much are you now making? Because your hours have been reduced. Let me know in the chat, how many of you have suffered reduction of hours? Let me know. And thanks to all of our new channel members this morning. I see about 13 new channel members. Thank you for supporting independent journalism. Thank you for supporting our show. We're not run by billionaire corporation. You can go to morninginvest.com/join if you'd like to join our channel. Somebody asked earlier, they signed up to become a channel member and they weren't able to chat during our members only chat. Just be sure that you're using the same address, the email address that you signed up with, in order to to log into Google or to YouTube with. Sometimes people use a different email address and that's what the screwy thing. And then you're like, I can't chat. Just be sure you're using the exact same email address that you signed up for. All right, it's time for Keeping Them Honest this morning. New segment. I used to do this segment a number of years ago and we decided to bring it back. I'm excited about it. It's a segment where we are going to keep and hold people accountable. Holding politicians accountable, members of the media accountable, covering stories that you won't see in the mainstream media. And today we are keeping Elaine Chao honest, wife of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. There's a new story out this morning, a new investigative report out this morning that shows that Elaine Chao is in hot water for misusing her office. A new Inspector General report concluded yesterday that former Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao repeatedly used her staff and her position to boost the reputation of her father and her family. Ooh, he is a big shipping magnate. I've always wanted to be a magnate of something. How do you become a magnate? Like, at what level, of wealth are you a magnate? I wonder if you're a magnate when you're at this level and you're worrying about getting a stimulus check. Do you think if you make $80,000 a year, you're a magnate? Be a business magnate. Are you a business magnate, David?
Not by their definition, no. But by my own, yes.
Right. So I feel too. I'm a magnate of my own family. So when I tell my kids to do something, like, your daddy is a magnate.
Like, Daddy, I'm what a does magnate that mean? Of I don't my know. Studio.
That's right. I'm a magnate up here. When I go back downstairs and my wife tells me to take out the trash, I'm no longer a magnate.
Oh yeah, as soon as but I leave here, the studio, I'm a pawn.
Right. I'm a pawn in their game. That's why I stay up here. I walk around the house on tenterhooks so no one can find me. Well, guess what, Elaine Chao? They found four kinds of ethics violations, including planning to bring relatives on a trip to China. And requiring the Department of Transportation's public affairs staff to help market a book written by her father. Hey, my dad wrote a book. He's not a member of the cabinet. Can we use taxpayer dollars to promote my dad's book? So you are paying out of your taxpayer dollars to help Elaine Chao's father, who's a billionaire. He's a magnate, don't forget. You need taxpayer dollars to help promote his book. It also found out that she had employees handling personal errands for her, which is a big no-no, such as, I love this, shipping Christmas ornaments. Here's a look at the report from the Office of the Inspector General, and it goes through pretty interesting, because they're citing a bunch of different news reports, first broken by the New York Times and Politico, relating to her family's shipping business, as well as financial holdings in Vulcan Materials, a stone and asphalt producer. They have been looking into different uses of the office that are not right. Also, the grants benefiting Kentucky. Like, wow, there's money that was coming in from Department of Transportation grants that were being steered, it looks like, to the Commonwealth of Kentucky that would benefit Mitch McConnell's home state. Interesting. Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York released a statement last night. She has been looking into this on the ethics side. Here is Carolyn Maloney. And in her statement, look at those eyes. She's like, I'm not messing around. She's the chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. She said that the IG's report and related documents demonstrate that Secretary Chao used her official position and taxpayer resources for the benefit of herself and her family. She says Secretary Chao's flagrant abuse of her office provides further evidence that additional ethics and transparency reforms are needed, end quote. So the government watchdog group that did that looked at this, however, didn't find specific evidence to back up other allegations against Chao, including suggestions the DOT was specifically steering like an inordinate amount of money to Kentucky. Like, we know that this money gets sent there anyway, right? Like, her husband's like bringing home the bacon. But is it more than normal? We don't know, because they're not going to look into it further, I guess. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, he's represented Kentucky since the 1980s. And then Chao, of course, in her, when she got the report, she looked at the report, and in her response to the IG's filing, she sent out a statement that said, this report exonerates the Secretary of Transportation from baseless accusations and closes the book on an election year effort to impugn her history. She was making a career as the first Asian American woman appointed as the president's to the president's cabinet. And it was trying to impugn her outstanding record as the longest tenured cabinet member since World War II. But isn't the first time that McConnell family has enriched themselves on the backs of taxpayer dollars, of course. You'll recall during the PPP loan scandal, when PPP loans were made available. Yeah. Look at this headline. The firm that's run by U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao's family got federal PPP loans. And according to the report, Mitch McConnell had no knowledge of a federal loan that went to a shipping company that was led by the family of his wife, U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, a spokesperson for the senator said on Tuesday in this report. Foremost, which was a New York-based business that Chao's parents founded, received a loan of between $350,000 and $1 million from the Paycheck Protection Program, according to the Small Business Administration. And then the Department of Transportation spokesperson said that Chao didn't know about the loan either. Oh. As mentioned before, the secretary has no connection to the business, and she had no idea a loan was obtained. Convenient. Okay. Remember when Amy McGrath was running against Mitch McConnell? She tweeted this during the time. Pull this up. Well, now that Senator McConnell's already super wealthy family got its taxpayer-funded financial relief, how about making sure that regular, not wealthy folks get their unemployment extended and state and local governments to get some help so they aren't forced to lay off vital workers? Well, Mitch McConnell is right now fighting to make sure that you don't get stimulus, while Elaine Chao is doing just fine and making sure that her family is enriched on the backs of taxpayers.
What I want to know is, how did that happen? Like, did he just walk up and be like, hey, Elaine, you want to get some coffee?
How did they come together?
Yeah.
I mean, is he like the smoothest guy in the world? Like, you know, it seems to me like just a relationship of like, I mean, hey, maybe they are deeply in love, you know, but far be it for me to judge, you know, maybe they are. Maybe he is like smooth Mr. Magoo, you know, maybe he's like don't let this Turtle Boy exterior fool you, David. Maybe like Turtle Boy exterior, he's like a smooth man.
He takes that suit off.
Have you spoken with either of those senators?
He takes that suit off and they walk upstairs and he's like,
oh yeah. It's bath.
Oh yeah. I just got out of my caucus, if you know what I mean.
secure loan business.
The heck was that? Didn't like my caucus joke. Something collapsed over here. I don't know. People are scaring me again up here. Oh, so, you know, I feel bad. You know, Elaine, I mean, look, Elaine Chao, don't you all, everyone watching right now, don't you feel sad for her? I mean, like, you know, like this investigation, like it shows that she's like using taxpayer dollars to enrich her family. They're taking PPP loans to enrich their family while you're suffering. Like, it's really sad, isn't it?
That makes me sad.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not.
Did
nobody
it make
asked.
You sad?
No.
She's not sad. She's not sad at all. Be sure to smash that like button if we bring you any value here on the show. And please subscribe to our channel. You can do so right down here. We're going to open it up for Q&A and super chats and all the other goodness here on the show. But first, it's a segment that I created about, I don't know, almost like 20 years ago. This segment I created, when I left the network that I was at the time, the new network that hired me said, we love that segment that you had called News by the Numbers. We'd love to, and I said, you know what? Yes, I love it too. So much so that I included it in our daily newsletter. So much so that I decided upon a discussion with David yesterday, we're bringing it to Morning Invest. So if you are a fan of News by the Numbers, we're really going to be ramping things up around here. But first, here's the first official News by the Numbers in Morning Invest history. I'm super excited about this. All right, it is time for your News by the Numbers. And first up, your first number today is 10 kilometers.
I feel like doing the 10 kilometers.
You have to, because we're going to get graphics and stuff, but for today, we'll just have David. So your first number is 10 kilometers.
10. Oh, wait.
10 kilometers.
Thank you. 10 kilometers. That was the successful test flight yesterday of Elon Musk's SpaceX. This is the new rocket down there in South Texas. They launched this thing to study basically how it would land.
Coming up on 5 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yeah, there it is. And they wanted to see how it would land. They didn't really care about the launch. So here it's doing a belly flop as it plopped back down on the launch pad. Check this out. Okay, it's landing. This is landing, if you can't tell. And I love all the different camera angles they have on this thing. Look at this, high definition 4K cameras. This is the actual landing video.
That looks like a like
it lands back
CGI.
On, it looks fake, but it's real. So here is in South Texas. It lands back on the pad, right? Awesome landing. Pretty cool that they don't have to have this thing wasted in the ocean, right? Right? So then that's awesome. Great landing. Elon Musk tweets out right then, Starship SN10 landed in one piece. That's right. But then just a few minutes later, this happened. Oh. Like to see that.
Damn.
Yeah, that test comes a day after. That comes a day after Yasuko Maezawa announced an update to the Dear Moon mission he purchased on his Starship. So this guy, this is a Japanese designer. The flight will send the Japanese billionaire and about 10 other people on a ride out to the moon and back for a week-long mission on the Starship. It's expected to be the first human flight beyond low Earth orbit on the vehicle, and it should go further than Earth than any previous human mission.
Well, I'm sure.
So, yes, they're going to fly to the moon. I would love to go on that mission. I would freaking go to the moon and back. That'd be amazing.
And I'm sure after watching this footage, people aren't going to be nervous at all about that flight.
Right. Hey, do you think you could iron out the part where it explodes when it lands?
It landed safely.
Like, I'm happy.
Elon Musk just tweeted, we're on the ground, we're safe. Yay.
Hey, we're home. Everyone, you can turn on your phones now and text your family members. You made it back home. Okay, I just got back. All right. Your next number this morning is $49
million. $49
million. Yeah, $49 million. That's how much former President Trump's sons are asking for their beach house down in Florida. Just listed, Eric Trump posted on his Facebook page or on his Instagram in Palm Beach, Florida. Eric Trump posted the listing on Instagram. Just listed in Florida, 1125 South Ocean Boulevard. $49 million. Check it out. It seems a little distasteful, I guess, to you. Okay. Maybe not. Here's my $49 million home for sale right now. How are all you guys doing out there? Anybody lose a job? Anybody suffering? How many of you lost your jobs?
I think
they bought it from Trump's sister.
We got to feel somewhat bad for the guy. He's probably doing that because his income class just got nixed out of the stimulus checks.
Right. Well, also, I mean, they need some money because all these legal battles right now, they're on the hook for about $1 billion. They owe like $350 billion to like Deutsche Bank. I mean, they've got a lot of debt they have to deal with. This is a nice little beach house. I was a little surprised when I saw this thing. I thought, man, that pool is really small. You would think like, you know, if I'm paying $49 million, I want to have a pool party. It's like, I don't know, that one looks a little small for Trump. I don't know. But they did buy it for $18 million from Trump's sister. They bought it for $18 million from Trump's sister, and they're selling it for $49 million. That's a nice little profit. Next up in your news by the numbers is the number one.
Number one.
Number one. That's the number of monkeys that ruined a child's picnic in the park in Singapore. A monkey gate crashed a picnic. Watch this monkey. And made off with a box of grapes, and it left the children screaming and in tears. It ate grapes. Monkeys are taking over this area. It fled up a tree. It fled up a tree. It opened up the Tupperware, got all the grapes out of there. Children can be heard screaming in the background. And then he dropped the Tupperware down. He like ate grapes. He's like, I'm done with this Tupperware. I don't want to keep Tupperware. I guess a monkey doesn't have a lot of use of Tupperware. Maybe he does.
Is that a capuchin? Is that... What is that?
A capuchin?
Isn't that what...
I think it's a monchichi. No. You're just having a nice picnic and a monkey steals your food.
I mean, I finally would be happy if a monkey came and stole my food. If I was at a picnic and I was just eating something and a monkey came and took my grapes, I would be grabbing my camera, laughing my ass off, and having a blast.
I would too, but I think, you know, if you're in Singapore and like your streets are overrun with monkeys and you're and this is like, you see a monkey every day. It's like in Australia, you might like see kangaroo all the time. So it's not odd for you, you know, like if like a kangaroo hops on by, I'm excited about it. I get out my camera, but if you're in Australia, you'd be like, we see those every day. I hit them with my car.
Then they should know. Then you don't take monkey friendly foods to the picnic.
What's a non-monkey friendly food? Like if I bring, you know, I mean, monkeys to me seem like they would want to eat everything, right? They'd bananas. Exactly. Like if I brought a banana to a picnic, what
so
about
don't have picnics? Go there and just talk, play frisbee.
What about Cheez-Its? To me, Cheez-Its would be like a huge offender.
Yeah, Limburger
monkeys
Cheez-Its.
Would go crazy for Cheez-Its. And finally, in your news by the numbers, your ultimate number is number two.
Number two.
I feel like Jackbox
number
games.
Two. Well, that's why we'll get these graphics up and running. You don't have to do it anymore. Number two. That's the number of arms. That's the number of arms that a 24-year-old man might lose after he injected his muscles with petroleum jelly in order to look like Popeye.
Oh my goodness.
That's right. This guy might lose both of his arms now. And they're not sure they're going to be able to save them. He injected around 3 liters of petroleum jelly into each arm to look strong. He already went under the knife one time, and doctors were able to remove some of it. It became hardened. He's going to go under the knife again later this year. They got to wait like a whole year. They're going to try to remove the rest of the hardened jelly from his arms.
I mean, there's a whole group of people that do that. They inject into their pecs and everything, their legs. Like, have you seen those guys?
Yeah. I mean, do you not think that that's going to go bad? Or you think you're going to look normal? Like, there he is. Like, here's how I look in a t-shirt. People will be like, what's wrong with you, man?
But I read it on the internet.
Not a smart...
And the internet told me it was completely safe.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So now I have to go to the hospital, and the doctors are trying to, like, save my arms. If they can't save them, they'll have to be amputated. He's 24 years old. All right, now you're internet famous. Way to go, bro. There are your news by the numbers for this Thursday. All right, it's time for your super chats now. Let's check in on our great community here.
All right.
We got a bunch of super chats, and we have a bunch of new members today, too, I see.
Got to scroll down to these super chats. Ponsevenus Stokes, $5. Our government is a sham. Yep.
Yes.
RJ Supreme.
Our government is a sham.
$9.99. Clayton, Biden appointees are just progressive looking, meaning they are first minority or women. Insert position here. But in the end, they are just minority establishment tools.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been saying here on the show that the problem with these candidates, these appointees, is you're not supposed to pay attention to their record. Like, okay, Neera Tanden, we're supposed to support the fact that she's Indian American and she's a woman. Let's not support the fact that she has been anti-progressive positions on just about every platform, every level. And she said some really horrible, nasty things about Bernie Sanders. She's crapped all over progressive policies. But you're just supposed to look at the color of someone's skin. That's it. Make no mistake about it.
Terry LaRock, $5. Hi, Clayton. Should we buy a house outright with our 401k? I'm hearing there may be a crash coming.
First of all, interest rates are at historic lows. I would not use your own money to purchase real estate. Yes, a down payment is one thing, but please use the bank's money. Use other people's money. You know, real estate is one of the only ways that you can have a 1-for-4 ratio, meaning you can put up one and have the bank carry the other four. You know, if you buy $50,000 of Tesla stock, guess what? You're on the hook for $50,000. If you buy real estate, you can put up 20% or 20% down. And the other chunk of that, the other 80% is held by a bank. Okay? A bank, interest rates are at historic lows. It's essentially free money right now. So, you know, I just make sure you're not overspending. You're not buying some overinflated property. If you really want to move, I think there's going to be a housing correction in the retail space. We were already seeing signs of it. So if you want to move and you love a house and it makes sense for your budget and you're not spending more than 20-25% of your take-home pay on a mortgage payment, then go for it. But I would not put all of your eggs in that basket. In fact, I would use my 401k as an investment to invest in real estate, in rental real estate. Use some of that for that purpose. That would be my goal.
And just so you guys know, we're taking super chats so that we can answer questions. It's the way the chat flies by so much, it's hard for us to keep track and go back to your questions. So super chats from YouTube puts it all in a nice little place that we can see them all. But you can super chat for like a buck, so you don't have to feel like it's a money grab. It just makes it easier for us to find. So if you want have a question, we're going to start doing this at the end of every show. So at the beginning of the show, if you want your question answered sooner when we start these, go ahead and get your super chats in and we will answer them at the end of the show.
See what it does? It puts them in a nice little category so I can go and read them very nicely with a color code here. So I get to see on my screen, like Liz Alexander, and I can see them right there. So it does help.
Yeah. Thank you, YouTube. Shelly Durnell, $10 super chat. Send McConnell and Biden packing failure. I'm tired of politicians, all liars. Mark Anthony, $4.99. Morning, Clayton, Dave, and Grover. I think Grover should run for president. Honestly, hell, any one of our pets would do. They have more of a backbone.
He's listening. He's listening to you.
4 score and many biscuits ago.
Jennifer Miller, $10.
Our four paws.
Yeah, four paws. Before you get started, could you wish my husband, Keith Miller from Iowa, a happy birthday? I know he's at home watching. I think.
Oh, yes, we did that at the beginning of the show today.
But yeah, happy birthday, yes. Keith.
Keith, if you tuned in late or we missed or you didn't hear it, happy birthday, Keith. Your wife is fantastic.
Mark Anthony with a $2.99 sticker. Thank you. Talking Tax, John, $10. Clayton, check your email at team. There is our pet photo. Also, how hard do you think McConnell will fight to stop the stimulus?
Very hard. I mean, did you hear what he had to say here? If you missed what he said right here at the beginning, he doesn't think that this is in alignment with where we are in the economy right now. But news for you, Mitch McConnell, we just got jobs numbers a few minutes ago this morning, and the numbers are not good. Hundreds of thousands of people filing for unemployment. Once again, yes, upwards of 750,000 Americans filed for new unemployment claims. You think that that's okay? Like, this is the same as at the height of the recession in 2008, 2009. But no, here's what he said earlier.
Or anybody that you think might be on the fence today?
Yeah, there's all kinds of conversations going on. The Democrat bill keeps changing. They keep dropping things that are toxic. And I think the reason for that is there's internal pressure among Senate Democrats to make it a little less bad. But at the end of the day, my guess is they'll all fall in line and it'll pass with every single Democrat for it and every single Republican.
Do you think that the checks that are
against it? Here's what he says about the checks. Let's listen to this part.
Are going out. You know, there's some unemployment benefits, additional benefits that would run out in March. Do you believe that these checks prevent some people from wanting to work? Do you believe that?
Well, there is a concern.
Way to tee it up for you, Fox News. Do you think getting these stimulus checks keeps people from looking for a job in order to support their family? Are they lazy? Do you think that these stimulus checks keeps them lazy?
About making it more advantageous to stay home and rather than going back to work.
Yeah. That's why we're sending these checks out, is so you don't have to go back to work. You just stay home. Just stay home. It's not about making sure that you can pay rent, pay for groceries, pay for pharmaceuticals. You stuck up piece of garbage. You are a piece of garbage, Mitch McConnell. Yeah, it's just because you're lazy sacks. That's it. So everyone watching right now, would you like to have a job? I've seen people here in the chat saying, you know, like, I've applied for this job, I applied for that job. We've applauded people who got jobs here. They're like, finally, I got that job that I wanted. We've all given you applause, round of applause here in our chat. You are not lazy. We are hurting. People are hurting. That's why these checks are going out. You piece of garbage.
Look, if we had it to do all over again, and we, meaning Republicans, may offer an alternative that we think fits the situation, and it's considerably less than $1.9 trillion, $500 or $600 billion, which is still an enormous...
Yeah, we would really ratchet it down, and probably would there be no stimulus checks in this thing. We would literally do nothing, is what I'm saying. That's us. That's Republicans. That's what we would do. Sorry to get sidetracked by that.
No worries. Jemai Kant, $15 super chat, helping people when I can. Thank you. Troy Perrin, $5. I listen to your show every morning along with Democracy Now. Good stuff.
Thank
Tony
you.
Tony Joslin, $4.99. Can we get big and size in the hoodie? We actually don't have any control over the size of the stuff that's on the store. It's through Teespring, but I am working on another site that may have more selection like that, so we'll try, but we're very limited by the people who do the shirt printing on those things.
Yeah, like we have in our, I think we have up to 3X, and then I don't know, like big and tall sizes, I don't know if they have those available. I know people have been asking for different colors. We'll do what we can, but we've got some new in our merch department. We've got some new things we're working on, so stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll have some new designs coming soon.
John Wheeler, US $2. Clayton, do you think Turtle Boy will kill stimulus?
He can't kill it. He can try. He'll just drag it out. And all he's doing by dragging it out is screwing you over, because then we approach that unemployment deadline. The unemployment insurance, the employment benefits deadline of March 14th. So the closer we get to that, you know, we risk the problem of if there's any delays or anything else that sticks in the way, then people could have a lapse in their coverage. So that's all that Mitch McConnell is doing here. That's all he's doing.
Joel Johnson, $5. Here's $5 to buy a new Chiat. Whatever that is.
What's a Chiat?
Chiat, Chio, Cheo, C-H-E-O-T.
Chio, Chio, Chio.
Whatever it is, you've got $5 to buy a new one, so.
Sweet.
Well, Albert we'll right Mosley's wife, Barb, just wants to know, with a $20 super chat, thank you. Just want you to know that thank I you. Didn't even realize I am a progressive until I started watching your show. Thank you for enlightening me.
Boom. Way to go. I love seeing that.
Private Chef, $9.99. Hey, Clayton, what do you and David think about the news about J.J. Watt going to Arizona Cardinals? Love it? I'm not a sports fan. That's Clayton's world.
Yeah, I mean, he signed a two-year deal with Arizona. You know, I think, you know, the thing is, he was such an amazing man for the people of Houston, just off the field, on the field, off the field, what he did to help people after, you know, after all the flooding, the hurricane damage, the stuff that he was able to do. You know, he was able to help kids who had spinal cord injuries. I mean, he did all sorts of stuff. But, you know, that's how it happens in the sports world, right? And he was making so much money that I think maybe it was out of whack with the rest of the Houston Texans. So I don't know. Good for him. And, it, you know, at a certain point, you want to try something a little different in your career. Look at Tom Brady. He's like, okay, I won 5 Super Bowls or 6 Super Bowls in New England. I want to go try something else. I'm tired of these freezing winters up in Boston. So good for him. You know, he raised more than $41 million to help people with Hurricane Harvey. $41 million he raised to help people in Houston. They love him. So yeah, I'm not a Houston Texans fan or anything, but good for him. He can do whatever he wants, in my opinion.
Liz, Alexander, and Teresa, thank you for the $2 stickers. Anita Dries, $5 super chat. What happened to bypassing with reconciliation? Why are we still stalling out on help for these rich political yahoos?
Well, I don't think they're really stalling. I mean, I know it sounds, and I don't want to be in the tank for any of these politicians, but there is a process that all this crap has to go through. Right now, the Senate is waiting on the rules from this budget committee. And so, first of all, it had to go through the House of Representatives. Any spending bill has to come out of the House of Representatives. You know, under the Constitution, the House of Representatives has the power to spend money.
Can I ask a
the
question?
The budget
though?
Money that, yeah.
During the CARES Act, how was it that the you know, $5 trillion that was transferred to the wealthy, that didn't have to go through any kind of process like that? That was just available. How come the war budget, that's just available? They have the same processes it has to go through, but how come it can be expedited and this can't?
Well, I mean, it's if it comes out of the House. It came out of the House and went to the Senate and then sat in the Senate and then it was threatened by President Trump. So it actually did get delayed. This year it did get delayed because President Trump wanted certain things removed from it. But look, these things
the
that, of
Act,
course, that are
one.
Not...
Is that what you're talking about, the CARES Act?
Oh, the CARES Act. Oh, I thought you meant the defense budget.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they just crammed so much crap in there and had bipartisan support and there was so much pork on both sides, they just crammed it through and moved quickly. And there was, the president was pushing him on it. And I think that there was, maybe it was a different time. I don't know. You know, maybe it was March, April, and it was, they got stuff done. I don't know. But this reconciliation process, like they have to make sure they have the votes. They have to make sure it goes through the rules committee. Then it has to go back to the Senate. Then it has to go, back to the House. It has to go from the House to the Senate, back to the House. And then to the president's desk. And those, you know, those things take a few weeks. I don't know. I guess if it was like in the middle of a disaster or a pandemic, maybe they would move more quickly on it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I guess we're doing okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Senate parliamentarian, so maybe there's things I don't understand about how slow this stuff has to move, but it's certainly moving slow.
Hey, Nikki Don, is saying, don't interrupt Clayton. Just so you know, we have like about a 3-millisecond delay between us. So sometimes Clayton starts before I hear him and he doesn't hear me talking. So it can get off a little bit and it sounds like I'm interrupting, but I assure you I'm not. So Frostbite Productions with a $20 super chat. Hey Clayton, my dad Harold Jones, Ohio, watches your show every morning without a miss, and he'd like me to give you a shout out and say thank you for providing the most honest and latest coverage on all the latest info.
That's right. Hey, someone sent me an email just now about from a guy named Larry, and I still have not seen this person's person had a GoFundMe, and he was, let me see if I can find this thing here. This person, Lawrence, was, check this out on, I apologize, Larry, I didn't see this, but, send a liberal socialist packing. This guy had $85,000 in student loan debts, and he can't stay in his country. Anyway, I'll link this up in the show notes if people want to check this out. Larry has a GoFundMe, and I guess he's trying not to get kicked out of his home. And I will see what I can do to share that. By the way, here's another one of our viewers. So I will do what I can, Larry. We have to be very, very careful about GoFundMe stuff and YouTube. Like, we can get in trouble with that stuff. So I'm happy to take a look at it. Don't be offended if we're not able to do anything with it, but I will link it up so people can take a look. But here is a site that one of our viewers built for a sister who runs a business. This is one of our viewers. If you guys want to send any treats to somebody for their birthday, it's called snowypopcorn.com. Let's see if we can, I don't want to say crash the website, but everyone go over and check it out. Maybe this is one of our viewers. They started an online business, Danielle's Chocolates and Popcorn. So if you're thinking about buying a gift for someone's birthday, getting a gift basket of popcorn and chocolates, this is a viewer of Morning Invest who built a different popcorn website. So it's snowypopcorn.com. Go check it out. Chocolate popcorn. Ooh, that looks delicious.
Man.
So, hey, I'm always willing to support. Look at that.
Quit showing that stuff.
Look at that. Snowy popcorn. Snowypopcorn.com. Go check it out. Yeah. Let's see if we can crash their site. No, I'm just kidding. Don't crash it, but go check it out and support a viewer. Support a viewer. So don't be offended. You know, someone sends me an email and I don't see it. I got 340 emails this morning. So I, you know, someone was offended and said, I guess I'm not good enough for you, Clayton.
Yeah.
You didn't,
it's literally thousands of emails a week. People don't understand the sheer numbers. Like, we got 5,000 members on this chatting in the members chat, you know? So you guys have to understand, like, if you were on this end to see what that's like to manage, it is not easy. And the fact that Clayton even can respond at all is way different than any of these other people that are out here doing these shows. I mean, you send an email to some of these others and I guarantee you're not going to get personal responses.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, if someone's saying I shared a link and I got blocked on your during your chat show. And yeah, you cannot share links on our show. Can you imagine if everyone just shared a link and spammed our show with links? This would be a terrible community. So
yeah.
I hope you understand that we try to keep it as friendly, user friendly as possible.
Susan Wacker with $4.99. Did you see that in Denmark, the people that work are making $22 to $25 an hour at McDonald's?
How much?
$22 to $25 an hour.
I don't doubt it. That's amazing.
Tanya Miller, $33.99. Just got evicted here in Texas. Disabled family. Jeez. Shannon Doherty.
You paying attention to that, Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, I wish they would come hang out in this chat for a day. Shannon Doherty, yeah. $4.99. Why is Turtle Boy still even a factor? The Democrats need to just steamroll ahead and tell the Republicans to kick rocks.
Yes. Yes. Boom, Shannon. Exactly.
Orlin Malone, $5. Ever see a toddler pushing against furniture to stand up? Democrats are the toddler and the furniture is effective opposition.
That's good. That's good.
Evan Youngs, $10. Is it a good time to get you started on Norway? I love your show.
Yeah, get me started on, don't get me started on Norway. Norway. I saw somebody else with a super chat. Evan Youngs said, oh yeah, you just read that one. I saw someone else in the chat say, should we move to Norway? I'm thinking about starting to learn Norwegian. It flew by in the chat, so I forget who wrote that. Yes.
Tanya Miller, $1.99. Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Sorry, Nat Gee Gilchrist says Denmark, the happiest country in the world. Yeah, Norwegian, man, those Scandinavian countries.
You know what country it's not? The United States.
Yeah.
Yusuf Boos, $5. You seen the Sixers last night, Clay, against Utah?
I did not, Yusuf. I'm sorry. I did not catch that game. How'd they do, by the way?
Anthony Griffiths, $2, Tenderhooks.
Sandy Tenderhooks.
$4.99. You mean benefit McConnell, not Kentucky. They do nothing for Kentuckians. Believe me, I live in Kentucky. Yet they get elected over.
Well, apparently, Mitch McConnell and his family, they just got, they get so much money, they're taken care of, They got PPP loans. Elaine Chao, who's a Kentuckian, she took care of her family, made sure that her family got taxpayer dollars. Mitch McConnell, made sure the PPP loans are going there. So they got $1 million in PPP loans. What did you get? Do you feel badly about that at all, Elaine Chao?
That makes me sad.
Oh, that's okay. Nobody
did it make
asked.
You sad?
No.
She's not sad at all. No, I'm not sad. Sorry.
That's because she's got me to come home to.
Tanya Miller with the $2.99. Wow, not surprised. Linda Joringer, $4.99. Thank you. Deadeye, $21.99 with a super sticker. Thank you. Ashley Robles, 001, $4.99. Hey, did you see the bill for police reform the Democrats are trying to pass as of last night?
Yes. So the House approved... this is really the most ambitious police reform package in decades. It's going to ban, I think it's going to ban chokeholds. It'll also ban qualified immunity for law enforcement. But of course, it has to go through the Senate. And we'll see. It's the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. We covered it in the newsletter this morning. So if you would like to subscribe to our daily newsletter, it's totally free. Please subscribe by going to morninginvest.com. You can go there and check it out and subscribe. But, it's going to ban chokeholds. It's going to create national standards for policing. This all comes, of course, 9 months after George Floyd was, sat upon with, kneeled upon and killed by the Minneapolis Police Department. So awful, awful stuff. It passed the House by 220 to 212, right along party lines. Democrats voted for it. Republicans did not. It was sitting in the Senate, and the Senate, Mitch McConnell never took it up because he feels like there's no reforms needed. So they're going to have to win over 10 Republicans in order to pass this thing. 10 Republicans. Which 10 Republicans would join on to pass this bill?
Holy cow, it sounds like you're getting a torrential rainstorm over there.
Yeah, it is. It's bad. We got a huge storm happening right now. Huge thunderstorm.
Lisa Petit with the $4.99. Clayton and David, I enjoy the side banter. David, your laugh makes me laugh. Thanks, guys, for the levity amongst all this government garbage. You are welcome.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Okay, let's see.
David's laugh makes me laugh, too.
Where is that at? So many super chats today. Okay, here we go. Bernetta Davis, do you have a P.O. box?
Yes, we do. Yes, you can. If you'd like to send us, you can send me a message, and we'll try to get that out to you. Hit me up, Clayton at morninginvest.com.
Chris Musgrave, $2. Thank you. Lisa Keeler, Clayton, you're the best from the rest.
Thank you so much.
Shelly Durnell, $5. Why aren't they investigating McConnell further? Big deal that he has been Kentucky's rep. He suggested KS at it.
Kentucky or
Kansas at it. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. Julie Haynes, $10 sticker. Thank you. Jason Eunice set $5. Texans hauling water in news. Meanwhile, Navajos had all of our water rights taken away for generations back. All water is hauled on the reservation. I think.
It's awful.
It is awful. Chris Musgrave, $1. Thank you. Deadeye21, thanks for all you guys do. Spreading the goodwill. Jason Aubrey, thank you the man, Clayton. Keep up the good work. Deadeye21, again, Chow and Mitch in bed with sad PPP loan BS.
Yeah.
Edson Barboza.
They got their millions. What did you get?
Yep, exactly. Ed Barboza, $10 super chat. Love the show. Watching from Cape Verde Islands. Keep it up, fellas.
Wow, you're in Cape Verde. Cape Verde. Bon dia. Tutto bene?
Then sis, $2. Is student loan forgiveness done for?
No. We'll have an update this afternoon. So this evening we will have a premiere. Join us live on our premiere video tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be covering student loan. So please subscribe to the channel and turn on that little bell notification. So tonight we will be covering student loan and student loan forgiveness. There's a battle heating up between progressives and moderates on that issue. We'll cover that tonight.
Clayton, are politicians... Oh, Megan Decker, $4.99. Clayton, are politicians immoral or immortal? Hello, love the show. Thank you for being a truth teller.
Thank you. You know, there was an interesting article in the Washington Post yesterday. I think it was Washington Post, or maybe it was Politico. I forget. I read so many stinking articles on politics. I don't know where I see it sometimes. But it was an opinion piece. It was a Washington Post article. It was an opinion piece about how old is too old to be a member of Congress at this point. I mean, like, you know, not to be ageist, but when you're like in your 80s and you're Chuck Grassley and you're saying you're going to run for, election again, and you're so out of touch with even how the internet works, and you're leading our country. Okay.
You know,
it was a good
right?
piece. Read it in the Wall Street, Washington Post.
They age well because they've got government and health care. They don't have to worry about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
Mitch McConnell's hands turning black. Right. It looks like he's got gangrene. Oh, we can fix that.
Yeah, like this guy. Injected himself with petroleum jelly.
Man.
That's how you get gangrene.
Bill the Hammer, $5. Thank you for being honest. Thank you. Terry Hamilton, $1. Thank you. Terry Hamilton, $5. If I made more in 2020 but still made under the $75,000 stimulus threshold, will I still get third stimulus?
Yeah, it just depends on, again, when your tax filing happens. So if under the most recent tax filing that you have on with the IRS, if you qualify based on that tax return, then you would get your stimulus check. But if you are going to not qualify when you submit your most recent tax return, I would wait. I would just wait to submit that tax return. So you qualify first, and they'll base it on last year's tax return, and then, you know, you're good to go.
Not a financial advisor.
Right.
Rise Up, $9.99. It really is starting to feel like we have one party. Dems and Republicans are all just one. They need to pass this now. I never got the $600 check for my family. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Shy Gal,
$4.99.
My coworker is stuck in the mass media fog. When I play your videos, all she says is, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Thank you, Shy Gal. I love that. Tell your coworker to start watching our show. Maybe she, you know, she might learn something.
Yep, they're out there. Those people are out there. Shelly Durnell, $10. I'm sorry for some of my negative opinions. I do appreciate all the effort from your newsletter, and I'm continually asked what's going on. I pass on info so you have a large healthcare followers.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shelly.
Quentin Brown, $5. Loving the new setup, Clayton. Enjoy your show. You are truly the GOAT of independent journalism. The GOAT.
The GOAT. I'll take that.
Terry Hamilton, $5. If I made more 2020, but under the $75,000 stimulus bill. So we already answered that, Terry. Asked it
I
again.
Made more in 2020, but under the...
You already asked her that. That was the same person that asked earlier.
Okay.
Denise Gibson, $10. Our politicians are the lieutenants of a legalized mafia. The people are far from lazy. They are trying to survive. By the way, Israel will get $800 billion. Their people get free healthcare, UBI, and vaccines.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we funnel billions of dollars to Israel. So we can take care of Israel, but can't take care of you.
And that doesn't have to go through any reconciliation. That doesn't have to be argued at all. Just like it's in there.
No.
Michael Thomas, $1. Rochelle Ford, $4.99. And I know we got a couple more super chats here. Let me refresh.
New home know-it-alls, $5 super chat says, we need term limits. Yes. Mama Gamer with a $4 super chat says, I mean, it's not like there's a reason we should be staying home and not at work, like a pandemic or something. Hallelujah. Exactly. Mitch doesn't seem to understand that.
Nope.
Rux Jaylene with your $1.99 super chat says, Turtle Boy Mitch. LB, thank you for your super chat. Thank you, Jeremy Gerber, for becoming a new channel member. John Marshall with your super chat. Shelly, Jeremy Gerber, Art Sullivan, you guys are all awesome. Hope I didn't miss anybody. Try to read every one of your chats if we can. Can I explain the light design behind me, Tony wants to know. Well, I've got some of the... here, let me show you.
That's actually an attic, you guys. It's an attic at the top of a house, and so it's got a really like pitched roof.
So I've got some of the Miros lights. These are some of the new Miros lights. These are all HomeKit activated. They're really cheap, by the way, too. And then I've also got some of the Hue lights. The Hue lights. That those are the blue ones over here. And what's cool is I can change them at any time. So. But this is the light setup I like right now. We'll kind of play, but I can switch all of these around if I want to. So let's say I want to take these over and turn these into green. I can make that into a lightsaber color. I can do red over here if I want, purple. So I can kind of change that all right from right here on my phone, which is pretty cool. So we're getting more lights and things set up over here. We got a new lamp. We're gonna have the monitor set up soon and additional lights. This is like I said, like 1/10 of the way there. I'm excited about all the stuff that we're doing here in the studio. So let's see here.
Joyce or Carla finally, Harmon. Thank you for your $5 super chat. Go ahead.
Yeah, Carla and Joyce, thank you for your $5 super chat. Do these people like Mitch McConnell ever go to places like my area and talk to the people? Joyce, are you in Kentucky? No, they very rarely do that. Occasionally, they'll do like a little town hall meeting like once a year. But all of those audiences are like stacked with people that are vetted by their staff. You know, especially when you're the majority leader of the party, you do not go to a town hall meeting where you could be blindsided by real questions from real people. Doesn't happen. The staff members will put out an email blast to like positive supporters. Come and join Mitch McConnell's town hall tonight and send us your questions ahead of time. We might take one of your questions if it's good. That's how it happens. All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on Morning Invest. We really appreciate it. We're ramping things up here. I want to thank all of you for being a valuable part of our community here on the show. Do not forget to subscribe to the channel. Turn on that little bell notification and also smash that like button. We'll be back here tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be premiering a new video. We'll be live in the chat with you. So please join us tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be covering student loan debt, student loan forgiveness. in the battle that is unfolding between between Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, and other members of the progressive sides of the party, and more of the moderates who are sort of going toe-to-toe on this. We'll see where that unfolds. We'll keep our eye on the stimulus today as well. We'll have an update for you on that. So peace out, everyone. Much love to all of you. We'll see you next time.